After a redshirt season in 2016, Wisconsin Badgers tight end Gabe Lloyd started to get playing time on special teams. By his redshirt sophomore year, he was playing in every game at tight end and special teams. Last season, his career took a hit when he took a hit and suffered a significant leg injury. Just when Gabe was healthy and looking forward to his redshirt senior year, COVID dropped by and messed everything up for Gabe, the Wisconsin Badgers, and college football. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. I'm your host, Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you helped sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. Gabe Lloyd back with me today on the program. He is from Green Bay area, went to Northeast Wisconsin Lutheran, played eight-man football there, and today he's going to share the story of being a follower of Jesus Christ. So, Gabe, missed 2019, of course, missing all this fall football season along with your teammates because of COVID. How have the challenges of the last couple of years for you reminded you that the Lord is sovereign, you can trust Him with your life and your football future?
No, honestly, the main thing that made me understand that everything that happens is what God intended to happen. You know, everything happens for a reason, and God made that happen for a reason. And sooner or later, you'll find out what that reason is. And I realized that when I broke my foot. You know, that was a time where I really leaned on God, and my faith really, really, really broke through. I mean, I've been a Christian my whole life, but that was the biggest breakthrough I've ever had. And ever since then, you know, it's just been a lot easier to deal with uncertainty and these big events in my life simply because I knew God has everything under control. As long as I follow Him and understand that everything that's going on right now, He intended it for it to be that way, and it's for a reason. Whether I like it right now or not, I will find out later on that, you know, this is what He was doing to my life, and the reason for it will be greater than I could have ever imagined. So that was the biggest thing for me, for my foot. And, you know, that's the same way I approach this now, too, is, you know, this is all happening according to God's plan. Like, I simply believe that. Like, every single thing that happens, this is exactly how God intended it to happen, you know. So He controls everything. Everything's under His control. So that's what gives me the biggest comfort, and I've always known that, but I didn't really realize that and fully commit to that until I broke my foot. So that really helped me push through. Mm.
So it's easy to talk about trusting Jesus during the good times, but it's the tests of life, isn't it, Gabe, that prove if our faith is real, if it works?
Absolutely, you know. And like I said, like, I've thought that my entire life, like, I've been to private school my entire life, you know, I've always had that idea that God has everything under control. But, you know, when something happens and you slip up and you kind of forget that and you're like, why is this happening to me? Like, all this stuff. And then once you really go through a very, very difficult time, that's when that really shines through and you really start to understand and not just say that God has everything under control, but you understand and you fully believe it. You fully commit to that idea. Like, it just becomes much more clear once a dilemma is going on in your life that really, really affects you. Mm.
You led the team Bible study, and now all you guys are apart, social distancing, that kind of thing all summer long. I bet study of God's Word together, fellowship and prayer with your teammates, I bet that's, without that, it's left a big hole in your life, in your spiritual life, huh?
You know, it really is. And previously, like about 2 years ago, once Dakota Dixon left, he was really our main spiritual leader on the team, but once he left, there was a void. And, you know, I was talking to Dakota, and I'm not a very vocal leader, or at least I wasn't back then. So filling into those shoes and eventually, you know, getting the ball rolling again was a little difficult for me. It just made me a little uncomfortable. But, you know, stepping into your comfort zone will only bring the good out of you in my eyes. So that definitely changed a lot. And then, you know, we got the Bible study rolling again this spring semester, or this spring semester, because that's when we usually do it. And, you know, right when we got the ball rolling was right when COVID started happening. So we got a few in, but, you know, we've been in constant communication with everybody, you know, just making sure everyone's in good spirits and just reminding guys that, you know, God has everything under control. I say this to the guys within our Bible study group, as well as the guys who I know might not be religious, but, you know, just finding that little bit of comfort and light on them. I do that within the tight end room all the time. So, you know, just trying to get that comfort into people, you know, during this difficult time. It's important to get those reminders, even if you're a very religious person. It's important to get those reminders, just, you know, keep your head on track, because you never know what people are thinking, what people are going through. So that constant reminder, you know, just not too pushy, not trying to get in your face, but, you know, just that one little thing that just, like, keeps you going, I think is really important. So that's one of the main things I've been focusing on.
All right. Wisconsin Badgers tight end, redshirt senior Gabe Lloyd out of New Lutheran in the Green Bay area. Gabe, thanks for taking all this time this week to talk about Badgers football and the delay of the season. And now today, your personal faith and just the excitement of following Jesus every day. Appreciate what you're doing. God bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.